Genesis chapter 9. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and he said to them, Be fruitful, and increase, and fill the earth. And fear of you and dread of you will be innate to all the animals of the earth, and to all the birds of the sky, and to everything that creeps on the ground, and to all the fish of the sea. They have been delivered into your hand. Every reptile that lives will be food for you, like the green vegetables. I have given you everything. But you shall not eat flesh with its source of life, its blood. And I will surely require the blood of your lives. At the hand of every animal I will require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of each man's brother, I will require the life of man. As for him who sheds the blood of man, by man his blood will be shed, for in the image of God he made man. As for you, be fruitful and increase, teem on the earth and increase on it. Then God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, and he said, As for me, I am about to set up my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living thing which is with you, with birds, with cattle, and with all earthly life, with you, both everything that came out of the ark, and all earthly life. And I will set up my covenant with you, that no more will all flesh be cut off by the water of a flood, and there will not be a flood any more, bringing the earth to ruin. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant which I give between myself and you, and with all living beings which are with you, for age-abiding generations. I put my bow in the clouds, and it will be a sign of a covenant between myself and the earth. And it will come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow will appear in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between myself and you, and with all living beings, with all flesh, and there will not be any flood water any more to bring all flesh to ruin. And the bow will be in the cloud, and I will see it, so as to remember the age-abiding covenant between God and all living beings, with all flesh that is on the earth. And God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant which I have set up between myself and all flesh which is on the earth. Now the sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and from these the whole earth was populated. Then Noah took up being a cultivator of the ground, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank from the wine, and became drunk, and he uncovered himself inside his tent. Now Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and he told his two brothers outside. So Shem and Japheth took a mantle, and put it on both of their shoulders, and walked backwards, and covered the nakedness of their father, while their faces were directed backwards, and they did not see the nakedness of their father. Then Noah awoke from his wine stupor, and knew what his youngest son had done to him. And he said, Cursed be Canaan, he shall be a servant of servants to his brothers. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth, and may he dwell in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant. And Noah lived for 350 years after the flood. So all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died.